Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Kelly's 1-1. Sogard swings, rolls it towards second. Geloff collects, fires home, not in time! Eaton safe with a headlong dive, and the Red Sox walk it off 5-4.
It's not an exaggeration to say that a little nubber off the hands, it's one of the biggest swings of the year for the Red Sox. Man alive, did they need that. It took every part of their club to get that win done.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for a nubber off the hands, Keefe?
I thought he was describing Jones as Tuesday night. How about that? Will Fleming. That's what it was. I tried telling you the other day, I was like, you know who's going to win you a ball game is that Sogard and Eaton.
Well, he grew up in Sacramento. I don't know if they told you this on the broadcast. He grew up in Sacktown.
So he grew up loving the A's.
Yeah, big rivalry with the A's. And so you knew he was going to come through there.
He had to. That was his hometown team.
Yeah.
He went to that ballpark as a young guy watching the A's.
He's a big Rivercats guy growing up.
Yeah, no, but it's true, though. If he hit the ball any harder, they might still be playing. Because as soon as he hit it, watching it on TV, you don't see the view. You don't see just how far down the line.
Thought Eaton was dead.
I thought he's out.
I thought there was no chance. Next thing you know, he beat the throw by a mile.
Beat the throw by a mile, and Mark Kotze comes there. He's like, hey, can we take a look at it? Like, take a look at it.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even. I don't even know if he tagged him.
Yeah, take a hike.
Yeah,
take a look at it. Take a hike there, Kotze.
The lights are flashing.
No, but I'm with you. That was off contact. I'm like, there is no shot. And that was a great way to walk it off last night. And make no mistake, the Red Sox desperately needed that game. If you're scoreboard watching, and you should be, late last night, Guardians win again.
They don't lose.
They never lose.
They're possessed.
I don't know if we're even looking at Toronto anymore, but Toronto did happen to lose. I don't really think it's worth
it. No. Not worried about them.
Yankees won. Rangers lost, which is good, except Houston won.
Yeah.
And Seattle did fall a half game back to you, but you're looking at a bunch of the teams around you, specifically the team in the rearview mirror, which I'm most worried about now, Cleveland.
Yep.
You needed that win. You need this series because, let's face it, it's Detroit, it's Toronto. You haven't played well against either. They're the two best teams in the AL. I don't think they're unbeatable, but those are your two of your final three series. You got to win this series against the A's and clean up on this team. And even though it was ugly, even though it was frustrating at times, and it was, they needed that win last night.
Oh, it was desperate. They desperately needed that game. And real quick on the Blue Jays and the Tigers, the Blue Jays, for the top overall seed in the American League, have a 4-game lead on Detroit, which could help out. If that gets a little bit more out of hand, then maybe both teams have nothing to play for, and both teams say, hey,
good
let's
point.
Try to rest our guys or
good
whatever.
Point.
Although they are going to get rest too, but it's one of those things where maybe you see Scooble, but he goes like 5. And they're like, all right, we don't really need to burn them out, get them ready for the playoffs. But anyway, that's down the line. As for this A's team, they're terrible. And going into last night, I think they had split the 4 games all season against the A's. And you're like, oh, man, you got to win this season series with them. And even that's at stake today. You know, if they lose today, that means they split with Oakland. So if you – or Sacramento. So if you somehow are on the outside of the playoffs, that's going to be one of those teams that you look at and be like, you couldn't have gotten one extra game against the A's, right? Some of the bad teams, especially early in the year that they were struggling with, you're like, that's what's going to knock you out of the playoffs.
And
the record against the bad teams.
Both their losses to Oakland/Sacramento this year, they led late.
Yeah.
You know, Chapman blew a save, which what the hell are you supposed to do about that? Or not blew a save, I'm sorry. Came in a tie game
and lost.
They gave up a run for the first time in eons. And then the game the other night that Cora blew, which we'll get to here in a moment because it was a good night for Alex Cora. It's Jones and Keefe. We are live today in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, and it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers, the New England Edition F-150, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. We'll get to your phone calls all day long, although it's a short program today.
Quick show.
We're out 12:35 is when Red Sox pregame starts, although
we're going to stick around.
We'll hang out with Joe Weil for a couple of segments during Red Sox pregame, so mark that down. Sox and A's today at 1:35. Again, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. And I'll tell you, every day is a good day to watch on Twitch and on YouTube. Brad Foe going to join us here in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio coming up at 11:30 as he does every Thursday. We're very pleased to welcome in, hopefully friend of the show. We're big fans of his.
Oh, yeah.
The Hog Man. The Hog Father.
Pretty amazing.
Hogdale will join us at high noon.
It's been Hog Week.
It has been Hog Week.
It's been Hog Week here at WEEI. He's on the broadcast last night with Fleming and Monaco. He's breaking down calls.
He got in the booth last night. Next thing you know, Ref Snyder pops a home run.
He's all over
Fenway
Park.
I'm on Jones and Keefe tomorrow, so that'll be super, super fun.
How
Cannot
about that?
Wait to meet those guys.
One of them, I think it's Adam, who says you're like his number one guest of all time.
They're playing my calls every day, so I hope so.
They hate mine, so I'm glad they love somebody's. 2-2 to Sadon. Swing and a miss.
See, that's not true. Maybe Jones does. I can't speak for Jones.
Tell you what. No, it's that's that was very accurate. Yeah.
He's super, super pumped to meet him. I like Will Fleming's calls. He is not allowed to swear as much as Hogdale is.
He did drop
I enjoy the cursing.
He did drop a holy bleep, I think is what he
said.
Last
he did.
He
had to censor himself.
But then he said, I was actually, let's bleep and go, boys.
Let's bleep and go, boys.
He was kind of, yeah.
It turns into like a hockey coach there for a little
and
bit.
He's chastising himself a little bit. Yeah.
No. We like Will home run calls. We play those as well, right? Let's not hurt anybody's feelings. We do play the home run calls, but Hogdale has his own.
Oi.
Yeah, we play the pig noise, for God's sakes. If it's a good
and
call, we're
going
to play.
Take your eyes off his mom.
We play that every day, too. I love that. I'm with Will on this. I've told you.
I've matured.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy Piven as well yesterday. He said, oh, you know, I used to be checking these girls out. Now I'm like, hey.
You know how old Piven is?
You know what? Despite all the research I did for that interview yesterday, I don't
you didn't look up his birthday,
no,
Jones? What if we talked to him on his birthday?
I did not.
You would have missed the chance to say happy birthday. 60.
Wow.
Yeah. He looks like a million bucks for 60.
Well, and we helped him. To our credit, we helped him look like a million bucks yesterday. Many people commenting on our attire.
Yeah, what's that about?
For Jeremy Piven.
The radio show,
first of all. Well, yes, it's that.
Yeah. It's an audio medium.
Second of all, you know, we loved having Jeremy Piven on. Fun guest, great guest. We were very excited to have him on. It's not exactly the Queen of England coming in studio.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
What would you wear if the Queen of England showed up?
Tux.
You'd wear a tuxedo?
I would wear a tux,
Stop.
Yeah. I didn't realize we needed to put on airs.
Yeah.
For Jeremy Piven,
I wore clean clothes. I showered in the morning. I don't know what more you could ask for. Yeah. I wore a shirt that had 9 different cryptids on it, which is it's a sick shirt. I wore clean sneakers, shorts.
I wore flip flops.
You did wear flippy flops.
Probably clean-ish shorts. It was a clean sweatshirt.
You're right though.
Clean-ish shorts. Yeah,
he would have been more taken back if we were in like suits. He's like, "This is what are you guys? What is this for?"
Every time, you can't do it with the Hogman today. But every time we have a guest in the studio, suits.
The Dumb and Dumber suits.
Yes.
And don't make reference to it.
That's in the budget, Ken. I think we could rent a few of those.
Yeah, maybe we'll rent them.
Rent each time.
Rent to own.
We could
chip away at the payments.
We could lease. Rental.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what we could do. So you guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. I saw a lot of this last night, and I agree with the thought process that it was a good night for Cora.
Night for Cora. In your face, Jones.
Well, yeah, kind of, to a degree. Trust me, I don't like to give Cora a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Last night was a good night for Cora.
Pressing all the right buttons.
Here are the decisions that he made that I give him credit for. He pushed Whitlock, which Whitlock has not been great over an inning, but when you only get what you got out of Giolito last night, and you burned through some of your bullpen the night before.
Yeah, Wilson was great.
And you
went right in. He's like, you want to let all the runners score? Yeah, I can do that.
Walk a few more guys.
I'll put them all in.
So he leaned on Whitlock for 4 outs. He wasn't asking him to get 6. But he said, hey, it's a big spot. We need one more out. And honestly, to make the playoffs, if you got to lean on Whitlock and even Chapman a little bit.
Yeah, if you see Whitlock in the 7th, you know, all right, they are going after this game.
So it does let me know he could have done that the night before. But okay, last night he leaned on Whitlock. Good. I like that. He also wasn't going to let Rafaela go up there and swing from his ass and not make contact at the end of the game. because you need to make contact. Mm. They're bunting a couple of different times. Hamilton bunted last night. Narvaez bunted last night.
Narvi, nice bunt.
Real nice bunt.
Nice bunt by Narvi.
And so you get contact. He got the pinch runner in the game in Eaton. And he got Sogard up there instead of Rafaela. And it's not like Sogard ripped a single. Like people are like, wow, way to push the buttons with Nick Sogard.
I fisted it.
He gweed a little number off the hands.
Just enough.
He grounded out.
Sometimes that's all you need to do. He had like the Masataka Yoshida ground out the second. That Yoshida would have been the guy you want up there.
Yeah.
He wants somebody to ground out the second base.
That's a trademark Yoshida ground out there.
He's your man.
But
exit velocity of 15. He was able to leg it out.
Cora pushed the right buttons last night. Yeah. He came through last night. And so I'm willing to give him credit. It was a good night for Cora.
Yeah.
But I also will call out when he has a bad night. I get a little frustrated with the, oh, I guess Cora's not so bad people.
No, we're nothing if not fair.
Who are the same people who are like, oh, well, how are you going to blame Cora for the night before? They only scored one run. Or, oh, do you really think it was Cora's decision to pull Connolly early? Like, I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going to play the, when something goes bad, it's not Cora's fault. When something goes right, I give him credit. I'll give him credit for last night. I'll give him blame for the night before. That to me feels consistent, and they need more games like last night out of Cora if they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, and it's funny. This morning, Craig Breslow was on the morning show, and they were asking him about Connolly early and coming out of the game, which we were both on. We're like, this guy's dominated the A's. He hasn't given up any extra base hits. He didn't walk anybody. Like, let him get out of it before going to the bullpen that just poured gasoline on themselves. And we were saying, well, was it a Cora decision? Was it a Breslow decision? So the Cora defenders are saying, well, it's not even his call, which, again, it's not as strong as a defense as you make it think.
Correct.
You're like, how? He actually doesn't have any responsibility. But Breslow had this whole long answer, and he's like, yeah, he's like me and Andrew Bailey and Cora. We talk about it with all the pitchers and sort of what the plan is. Even the medical staff he includes, which a lot of old school baseball fans are rolling over and being like, oh, my God, you got to consult with all these guys if he can throw six innings or not. It's crazy, but unfortunately,
you know,
that's
Bob
what baseball
Gibson
is.
Threw 28 complete games.
Yes, I do. We had a caller this week tell us that. No, so, but he had that whole long answer, and then he's like, but you get into the game, things can happen, and it's the manager's decision. So, you can choose to believe him or not, right? That's a game that we can play. I do. I feel like if Connolly Early has 90 pitches in his debut, has a full week off, it's not short rest, it's not even regular rest, he has extra rest, and then you take him out after 80 pitches, I think that is definitely on the manager. And so I think you and I blaming Cora for that the night before is fine. And then acknowledging, like, yeah, you knew well enough to get Rafaela out of the game because you needed contact there in the bottom of the 10th. Also the right call.
Yeah.
So, like, good for you. Just because a guy is having a bad season, whether it's a player or a manager, doesn't mean it's 152 bad games or 152 bad decisions, right? Like, overall, Cora, I thought, had a pretty poor first half. Like, for him, I think there's a lot of times we were questioning, like, what he was doing. Then he turned it around, and maybe some of it was just getting rid of Devers and that headache or whatever. He had a really good stretch for a while, but it doesn't mean you can't call him out when things, well, you know, when you make some bad choices.
And again, my stance has been, if they collapse and miss the playoffs, then he shouldn't be here. He shouldn't be the manager anymore. And his comment over the weekend really pissed me off. He's like, we shouldn't be talking about October. Where it's like, and I heard Hart and Fitzy yesterday, I thought they did a good job with Alex, where they're like, well, you were talking about October in spring training. You're talking about October and goals for the team and all this.
Whoops.
And then you're five games up with 3 weeks to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, guys, let's not talk about October. Like, I just thought that was a weaselly answer, and it was a panic-inducing answer. I didn't like it. And I'm like, if you don't get to October, Alex, you shouldn't be back.
Yep.
And I stand by that. They make the playoffs. I'm not firing him. But if they collapse and miss again, and they're not level, people act like they've been level with Cleveland and Texas and Seattle. Well, they are level with Seattle and Houston in playoff spots.
No. But, like, they've been out of the playoffs or chasing.
They were five games up with 3 weeks to go. They've been as many as six games up. They're not in this doing what, you know, the Giants are doing.
Five or six.
Where they're going to make up ground.
Jumped them back up to 91.1% chance of making the playoffs.
So, look.
So, if you loot with 10 games to go, you have a better than a 9 out of 10 chance of making the playoffs. If you miss it, that's a 9% chance of missing the playoffs. That is like a 2011-like collapse where you're like, oh, it's not going to happen. They need all these things to happen. Well, the Guardians aren't losing.
No.
But it's
apparently
but
not. It is Scooble today, though, right?
Yeah, it is Scooble.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's...
Fingers crossed there.
Hopefully they can slow this guy down. Because I'm moving Texas out of the equation. Are you eliminating Texas yet?
Yeah, okay. After the last few games,
let's eliminate Texas.
Four and a half out with 10 to go. They're done, yeah.
So, Cleveland, it's only two... So, it's 2.5 games in the standings, but it's 2 in the loss column.
Correct. Cleveland has 11 games left.
But the Red Sox have the season series. So therefore, Cleveland has to win even an extra game. So they're essentially three out in the loss column. So over 10 games, if the Red Sox go 5-5, the Guardians have to go 9-1.
Yep. 9-2. I think they play 11 games.
Oh, my bad.
But still, they got to win 9 games.
9-1, yes. Jones. Yes. Oh, they have to win 9 games. Yeah. They have to win 9 games. Like, okay, they can, but you can't go 500 down the stretch?
You should be able to. And I think everybody who wants to credit Cora last night is telling on themselves a little bit where, oh, the manager can make a difference in these one-run games.
Yeah, right.
So, okay, fine. Last night, he made a difference. He also made a difference in a negative way the night before. He had to figure out 5 outs in the middle of the game, and he couldn't do it.
No.
And, okay, what's he supposed to do with the offense? I don't know. Maybe what he did last night. Pinch hit for Rafaela. Pinch hit for these guys. Have bunt guys over. You had guys on base for a week straight. You have a million guys on base, runners in scoring position. You can bunt guys over. You can pinch hit for some of these guys. Like, what do you mean? What can he possibly do? Roman Anthony got hurt, don't you know? What can he possibly do? And then he does something last night, and people are like, score one for Cora. No. He's got to do that in all these games. He's got to make the right decisions down the stretch. If he doesn't and they miss the playoffs, I think he should pay for it with his job. I might be in the minority on that, but that is what I think. Regardless, that was an important one last night.
Huge.
Another massive one today.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if the Jays and the Tigers are going to be easy series. This, in theory, was one of your quote-unquote easy series, and you got to take the game today to win the series against Oakland / Sacramento.
Yeah, no, and especially with right now the rotation's a little bit, like the back end of the rotation is in flux. You had early for a couple starts. You still don't really know what you're doing with that other spot. So the Crochet, Bayo, Giolito starts take on even a little bit more importance. Like, we're hyping up how good those guys have been. Obviously not Giolito's best game last night.
No.
But Bayo today.
Yeah.
Gotta need it.
Yeah.
Right? Like he has been one of the better pitchers in the American League. And so you can't lay down and, you know, they're going up against JT Ginn.
Oh, JT Ginn.
JT Ginn.
Nice.
So I would say pitching advantage to the Red Sox. That's another one you gotta win.
Again, I was listening to Cora yesterday on with Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. They asked him about Bayo. Bayo's last three starts, 5.63 ERA.
All right. Well,
not great. No. He's allowed 3-5 against Cleveland, 3-6. So I guess a quality start at Arizona. Which both of those were Red Sox wins. And then last time out against the Yankees, 4 earned in 5 innings. He gave up a homer in that one. Giolito.
Walks are up too.
Yep. I don't want to blame the hashtag dork podcast.
Please don't. Please, we don't need to start this.
But
that will never get anybody on the show.
Giolito has been a little more pedestrian in the month of September as well. ERA over 4. Although really 2 out of the 3 starts were pretty good. Well, 1 of the 3 was pretty good. He gave up 4 runs against Arizona, only 2 were earned. But walks are up for him, too.
But, like, Wilson didn't have to allow all the inherited runners.
No.
He didn't have to do that. He could have, like, got some outs. He didn't have to walk the first guy he faced.
You are indeed allowed to get some outs.
That's not ideal to leave with the bases loaded, but all 3 guys don't need to score. So that is going to affect the ERA quite a bit.
So when it comes to the Red Sox, they needed last night. I don't think they can putt. There's no excuse for them to collapse and miss the playoffs. None. So if they get there, how far can they go? As it tracks right now, they're either going to Seattle or Houston. I actually didn't even look at the tiebreaker. Where would they be going to start the postseason?
Well, wild card tiebreaker is head-to-head, I believe, right?
So they'd be going to, Houston, right?
Yeah. Although they split with Seattle. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's the well, so anyway, Houston is back tiebreaker with Seattle on top of the West.
The West. Yeah.
So that's what it looks like they'd be doing.
But a series with the Yankees, it's not ruled out.
I don't think
you still have that.
I don't think either one is daunting. I'd rather have the series here, but I'm pretty much ready to flush that. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Down 2 with 10 games to go. I'm not saying it can't, but I don't like how that's trending. So you got to get in. How far can this team go if they get there? How bad do they need that win last night? And the pro Alex Cora people, it's your day. He had a good night last night. I acknowledge he had a good night. Yep. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Rob Bradford coming up. At 11:30, we got Hogdale live in studio at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. It's a short show. We're out 12:35 leading into Red Sox pregame. We are going to hang out with Joe Weil for a couple of segments leading into the rubber game. Red Sox and A's today at 1:35 here on WEEI. We got an update yesterday on Roman Anthony. Is he ever coming back? We'll give you the answer to that right after Trending with Billy Lanning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
He's walking on the treadmill up to 25 minutes. Yesterday he told me it was a great walk. I mean,
is he a retired guy in Florida?
He's a 76-year-old woman.
he walked into the
We're going to take him to the Natick Mall, South Shore Plaza.
He walked in into the clubhouse, and where we at right now is like 5-minute walk. It was great. He's feeling better. Still sore, but adding stuff to his rehab. No timetable, of course. But one thing that caught my attention yesterday was kind of like he went to my office. He's like, hey, I'm feeling better, you know, and I haven't heard that in a while.
Alex Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Again, if you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can use the rewind feature to listen to Alex Cora. You can also listen live there or on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. I guess we're supposed to feel good about Roman Anthony coming in and telling Cora he's feeling pretty great.
No.
He's walking on a treadmill for 5 minutes at a time?
Yeah. No, 25.
I'm sorry.
25-minute walk.
25 minutes.
That's probably a mile.
Right.
That might be a mile.
Oh, that's the world's slowest mile.
Yeah.
All right, relax, guys. Yeah. Don't shame me. Oh, did you see there's that movie out, Nick, that it's called The Long Walk?
Where you have to walk 3 miles an hour, you die?
Yes.
Yeah. I asked
3 miles an hour walk's probably not that bad, though. Although, I mean, if you're like, if you know if you stop, you're going to die, that's scary.
Hey, a 20-minute mile.
I said it was scary.
Yeah, I asked a buddy about this film, Bragg.
Wow.
And he's like, oh, you know, it's a Stephen King adaptation. I was like, yeah. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I'll do you one better.
I didn't read the book.
I'll do you one better. Yeah. In the book, it's 4 miles an hour. And Stephen King said, I'm glad you changed it, because 4 miles an hour is a little harder to keep up than 3 miles an hour.
So we saw the same interview?
Cool it, Nick, would you? I learned that. That was inside information that I had. Nobody else had that.
So if he's walking 25 minutes
on the treadmill, we're not going to see him. You're not going to see him this year.
He would not live through the long walk. No. It doesn't sound like. No, I agree. So
we are now going to see, in order, Christian Gonzalez, then Willier Abreu, then Roman.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong about that yesterday. I forgot you gave me that would you rather or either or, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The either or Wednesday question.
Yep.
I said we'd see Abreu before Gonzo. That sounds like it's wrong. We'll get to Gonzalez coming up. But yeah, they don't need Roman Anthony to make the playoffs. I do feel like if they're going to make any noise once they get there, they're going to need him. Could they survive 2 out of 3 in Seattle? Maybe.
So,
but once you get to the divisional,
it's going to be really tough.
I think so too.
Obviously, it'd be really tough. Now, 2013 might be like such an outlier for like what they had and how they were still able to win it. But so they had really one hitter, David Ortiz, but he was insane. And he's a Hall of Famer and he's clutch and he's got power and all that. And then they pitched all right. I wonder if this team, let's say no Roman Anthony, but looking at the landscape of the American League, Crochet is nasty. Let's just hypothetical. Crochet's nasty. Bayo and Giolito were good. And can Bregman, Story, Duran carry an offense? You're making a weird face.
Well, they
make it a face.
They can.
Okay.
But what's my confidence level in that, though?
Lower.
Real low.
Lower. But a possibility, I guess.
I mean, Duran was good. I mean, look, Story's been good now for a while. He finally got thrown out last night.
Yeah.
See Hart taking like a little victory lap for calling that he was going
to
get thrown out?
It was a very strange thing to take a victory lap on.
I thought so, too.
He's like, oh, somebody called that. I was like, you called him getting thrown out? Why'd that even come up? Why would you predict that?
Great question. I don't know. But I saw his little victory.
Hopefully he bet on it somewhere and was able to make a small fortune.
So Story's been great.
Yeah.
You know, Duran was very good last night, although he's hitting eighth against lefties, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, I know Sogard and Eaton are right-handed, or Sogard's a switch hitter, rather. But, you know, I know those guys can hit from the right side. I still would never hit Jaron Duran eighth. But, Yeah, he was good last night. Bregman's been horrible. I mean, Bregman's just been, for everybody who thinks he's going to opt out and make a bazillion dollars, yeah. I'd caution him against it.
But here's the thing.
Can those three carry an offense? Yeah. Yes, they can.
Or you have the thing where Bregman has a monster postseason, and then that leads to like, oh, he's definitely opting out because everybody sees him on center stage.
That could potentially be a bit of a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, but it's like
I'll take it if he's dominating.
100%. You'll take the win there, and then you'll say, well, maybe he's enjoying his time in the playoffs with this team. And he'd be more likely to come back.
The Braves won without Acuna in 2021. I think it's a good analogy for Roman Anthony. He played half the year.
Yeah.
They lost him. He was a future MVP, right? He won the MVP a year or two after that. They won the World Series without him. So, I mean, teams can do it. Teams go on a run all the time in baseball. It is like hockey. Get in and you can go far. And the pitching can be the great equalizer. The Red Sox have the pitching in the rotation at the back end of the bullpen. Piecing it together in the middle is a little rocky. That's why you have a manager that makes $7 million a year. But the Braves, to me, in 2021 would be the comp. And if you want a high end, I'm not saying they win a World Series.
No.
But a team that could go on a little bit of a run without Roman Anthony, that's the comp.
And so that was Freddie Freeman, right? You still had Freddie Freeman. You had Dansby Swanson. You had Austin Riley. You had Adam Duvall.
Okay.
Buddy Adam Duvall.
Olsen wasn't there yet.
I don't see him on here. I'm just looking at World Series numbers.
Okay.
So, yeah, they still had some good, but like...
That's not a crazy lineup.
I mean, some think Freddie Freeman's a Hall of Famer.
Some do.
Yeah, I think little Kenny Rosenthal did, right? Well, somebody had a list we were looking at that had Freddie Freeman as like an automatic Hall of Famer. I'm like,
probably was Rosenthal, yeah.
Tough guy. Noted tough guy.
Yeah.
Badass Rosenthal.
Freeman's better than any hitter they have here. At least he was then. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Could Bregman have a Freeman-like postseason? Sure.
Yeah. Right, I think that's what you would have to count on. But I don't even factor in Roman Anthony to anything. If they get out of the wild card round, I still don't think he's coming back. If they get out of the divisional round,
well, when the manager said envision game one of the ALCS.
All right, so there's two rounds. Forget about.
Right, but that's like, but he's letting you know there's no. He's like, don't even bother coming back before that. That's not even in play. So right. Like. That's Cora almost letting you know, best case scenario, Anthony's back game one of the ALCS, which probably means we're not seeing him this year.
He also said, let's stop talking about October, but then he said, hey, game one of the ALCS.
Great point, Keith.
Like, that's November.
Well, you know what the problem is? Breslow made him talk about October.
Right.
Breslow made him do that. It's actually Breslow's fault that Cora said he was looking ahead to October and then said, actually, let's not talk about October. That was actually Breslow's fault. I want to see if I can get that right.
Okay.
Lou, if you're listening, that's Breslow's fault, what Cora said.
Mm-hmm.
Blame Breslow.
Put it on him.
617-779-7937. No Roman Anthony in the lineup today,
no.
Keith, but...
However, we do have it.
We do have a lineup today for a little day baseball.
Lineup is out.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jaren Duran is going to be leading off today. He is facing a righty, so he's allowed to lead off and not bury him hitting eighth.
Okay, good.
Hit three hits last night, so that's exciting.
Like
Trevor
that.
Story, who Andy Hart correctly picked would be thrown out on the bases, is at shortstop, batting second. The man who will opt out and make $400 million, Alex Bregman, bats third.
Mixing a hit there, Bregman.
Your ground out to second, Masataka Yoshida is hitting cleanup and is your designated hitter.
Wow.
Nathaniel Lowe at first base, the other hot corner, bats fifth.
Lovon.
Connor Wong is your catcher, batting sixth.
I'd hit him lower.
David Hamilton is still on the team. He's at second base, batting seventh.
Nice bunt last night.
One of the heroes from last night, Nate, don't call me, Mark Eaton in right field, bats eighth. And the guy who got pinched hit for so they could win the game, Seydon Rafaela, is in center field, batting second leadoff.
Happy birthday, Seydon, by the way.
How about that? So you do know some birthdays. How old is Seydon today?
Oh, great question. Oh, I don't know the answer to that. I just saw the Red Sox tweet, happy birthday to Seydon. Very controversial move of Cora to sit him down the night before his birthday.
I know, seriously.
What is that, 25, Ken is saying? 25.
Happy 25 to Seydon Rafaela, another person older than Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Seydon Rafaela put him down there?
Yeah, he's
all right. Well, hopefully Seydon has himself a nice birthday today.
And
a win.
I thought the combo at the end of the lineup was supposed to be Eaton Wong. I thought that was the
It was
combo.
Almost too good.
Not Wong hitting sixth and eighth.
They had to break those guys up a little.
Okay.
Yeah, take it easy.
So there's your lineup today. A little day baseball.
Yeah, Wong, Hamilton, Eaton, Rafaela is a tough go.
Rafaela, how would you say, boy, I'd hit all those guys lower, but...
Where?
You can't. Can you hit anybody 10th? I would hit somebody 11th if I could.
Yoshida at 4 is.
Yeah, it's not good.
Your lead off, your number 4 hitter is
not good.
Yoshida.
Score one for the what's Cora supposed to do crowd today, but that's kind of the job. Figure like
that was the best Ron Renicki quote in 2020 when they were like, how come you put in like some reliever that nobody's ever heard of? He's like, yeah, who did you want me to put in?
Yeah, so what I would do is not hit Yoshida 4.
Now, why not?
What would I do and who would I replace him with? Great question.
Which one of Yoshida's 2 home runs was your favorite? That guy hit cleanup.
I'd probably stick Lovan 4th is probably what I would
do. Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think
are
so.
Both that of these home runs, I think they're all both off of position players.
Is that right?
I know at least one of them is. I don't know. I can't remember if the other one is.
What a great nugget if that's true.
Your cleanup hitter hasn't hit a home run off a pitcher?
I mean, even if he has, it's at most 2 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll ground out the second, though.
Give me the game log here. Where does home runs come from? I got to do a lot of scrolling.
We got to find that out because that would be one of the all-time stats.
He hit one against San Diego back on August 8th.
Off of?
Hang on.
All right.
Box score. Yoshida hit his home run off someone called Reynolds.
Reynolds? He took Reynolds deep?
Who's Reynolds? Sean Reynolds is a pitcher.
All right. Yeah, I'll tell you this. Nick might be onto something because at least the scores in the games he's homered are 13-1 and 10-2.
I think he hit one against the Twins, which was definitely it's like off of Cody Clemens, I think.
Okay. Hang on. I'm efforting right now. Hang on. Wait for it.
This is a good stat. This is a good potential stat.
Well, but no, it's not because one of the guys was a pitcher.
Oh, the first one was?
Yeah. Reynolds was a pitcher.
I don't know Reynolds, like Dennis Reynolds. I don't know what you're talking about.
I
Reynolds.
Just looked him up and said he's a pitcher.
Oh, but Nick's right. The other one was off of Cody Clemens, who gave up 2 taters.
Okay.
So he gave up 2 bombs in the game.
Half his home runs are off position players.
All right, so he's 1 home run off a pitcher. Still a funny stat. I'm glad we found it.
Good stat. 617-779-7937. How far can the Red Sox go without Roman Anthony? Should they even get there? You guys can discuss. That was an update on Roman Anthony yesterday from the manager, Alex Cora. Let's get to some Patriots thoughts here on a day that'll be heavy baseball. Brad Fogle going to join us in studio in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go here at Fenway Park at 11:30. The Hogman, Hogdale, going to join us at high noon in studio as well. He's been everywhere this series against the A's. We're looking forward to talking to him. The Patriots, we got an update yesterday on Christian Gonzalez. Did he give us more questions than answers when he spoke with the media for the first time in quite some time yesterday? We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.